Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I'm actually recording this after 4 a.m. in the morning. I've only done this once before, and that time it was kind of for artistic purposes. This time it's for insomnia purposes. I can't really sleep, maybe because I drank a coffee yesterday and I react kind of intensely to caffeine. So I thought I'd use this time and actually record an episode right now because I'm a little late on my usual upload 5 minutes after midnight every Thursday. And maybe you can tell that I'm a little tired, but I, for some reason, can't sleep. There are many things that are on my thoughts right now, so I think this is the best decision. Today, because today is Epiphany, or also called Three Kings Day. So in German, we say Three Kings Day, actually. Drei Heilige Könige. In Christianity, it is a very special day because today we celebrate the revelation of God through Jesus. So basically, we celebrate that Jesus is God incarnated. And I wanted to use this special day to talk about faith. I have one episode on faith if you want to go and listen to that. It's episode number 18, I believe, Je crois en Dieu, with a French title. And if you go and listen to that, you'll find out why. So I wanted to take this day and talk a little bit about faith and how it can actually give us support during tough times. I've had my fair share of insecurities and things I had to really battle, so to say, anxiety and things like that, that aren't really easy when you go through them. And I don't really know what to say other than that I have found my faith to be really supporting and something to rely on during tough times. And not just during tough times, also when I'm feeling great. I think that in today's world, it's very easy to get carried away. We're surrounded by so many stimuli all the time that our focus is shifted to maybe the less important things. And we oftentimes forget what's really important. And to me, that's actually family. That's something I realized over Christmas, how blessed I am to spend the holidays with my family. And that's really something to keep in mind. You know what? I think I'm gonna go to sleep and I'll keep recording in the morning. So it's several hours later and I have slept a little bit. I'm not super untired, but I'm gonna keep recording anyway. I said that I think that family is really important and that over the holidays I really saw the value of spending time together, which is getting less and less the older I get, basically. And that Christmas and this time around Christmas reminds us to have meaningful relationships and conversations in our lives. And we can have that with so many different people. So I do think that friends can also become family over time, or so dear and so important to us that we equate the two. And at the beginning of this year, my cousin actually sent a link where you could get a Bible verse that is kind of assigned to you for the entire year. And I got the following verse. It's 1 John 4:12, and it says, "No man has ever seen God. If we have love for one another, God is in us, and his love is made complete in us." And I love it. I love this verse so much because it basically means that God is alive through love and through the love that we give to ourselves and each other. And it says God is in us, and his love is made complete in us. So if we live a life in love, if we are loving to everyone around us and to ourselves, we make God's love and God's plan, so to say, to quote Drake a little bit, complete. And I think that's so beautiful because love is something, it's a beautiful feeling, first of all, and it's something that has taken up a lot of space in the creative world. I mean, I don't know if there are as many songs about any other topic as there are about love. And I think it's for a particular reason. And so I'm really taking time to think about this verse and to kind of see how I can live my life in a more loving way, how I can be more loving and more supportive and more present with the people that I really care about, and even other people I don't know that well. I think I want to end this episode right now because there's really not much I can say other than if you love and if you let love guide your actions and your decisions, you are making the world a better place. And it's definitely something worth thinking about and something worth considering, because the definition of love is probably a little bit different for all of us, and I think that's so interesting and important. And to end this episode, I'm going to share my definition. I think love is the strongest feeling that we can experience, and I think love is light and it lets things flow. It leads us to accept things and people the way they are, without force, without wanting to make someone do something or some situation become something. If we act in a loving way, we are respectful, we are also confident, and we have the strength to endure tough times. And that's my experience, that my love to God and the love of my family for me actually carried me through really tough times. And so I really, really hope that you have a support system around you. And if you don't, please reach out to people that you care about. Try to make new contacts. Try to, you know, just broaden your horizon a little bit. You don't have to have a ton of friends, but one true friend is worth so much. And yeah, I really hope that you have that in your life. And I wish you a wonderful week with great experiences and wonderful encounters with people. I hope you started this year well and healthy and in a manner that you wish. So yeah, stay tuned and I'll catch you in my next episode next week. Bye.